This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Outside the Round with me, Matt Barile. Today, a very special guest. We've had her play a number of Rage Rowdy events. She's been a proud member of our family. She's from the great country of Canada, and we're so happy to have her with us today. We got our girl, Robin Ottolini.
Hello, everybody. You guys actually took me back to Canada for a trip.
Yeah.
I went to PEI.
I didn't get to go to PEI, but Nikki T said it was such a blast.
Nikki T was the blast. He was the party. He was the good time. Yeah, it was awesome.
Hell yeah. How was you were just back in Canada, right?
Yeah, I was in Canada. I played my first festival of the season.
Ooh.
And it was fun. And then I'm back here. And I went to a different festival as a fan. And then I have a couple more festivals this summer, which I'll be going back for. I'm excited.
That's awesome. So what were the two festivals? Talk about the one that you played first.
Yeah, I played Stomp the Bruce, which was a festival at an airport.
Ooh.
Yeah, up in Owen Sound, which is kind of like cottage country in Canada.
Yeah.
So it was along Georgian Bay, which is nice. Played there, little planes everywhere. It was so sick. And then the next one is... Oh, and then the other one I went to, that was the question.
Yeah.
And then I went to All Your Friends Fest, which is the same people that put on Boots and Hearts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I went there and I saw Simple Plan and Avril Lavigne, and it was magical and it was perfect and it was great. And then I went home and I drove back here this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, well, so that was like it wasn't last night, it was the night before.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. And I feel like not enough artists get to, because the whole reason we work in music and you pursue as an artist and a songwriter is because you love music.
Oh, I love going to a concert.
Yeah, we don't get to go to enough shows because we're involved in the shows.
Oh,
so the fact that you get to go home, play a festival, and then go and get to hang out and watch some of your favorite bands, like, that's the dream.
It's so great. Yeah, like Boots and Hearts, I played that festival. But I started as a volunteer at the festival, and then I moved up to like actually being able to afford it, and then moved up and I played their summer concert series during COVID, and then I played their main stage opening up for Shania. So it's like, I love that festival. And then the first time I ever missed it was the year after I played it, and it was the only time I've never been in that festival. So this year I'm like, I'm going back to Boots and Hearts just to hang out.
Yeah, that's one we've gotten to know some of the folks that put that one on, and it sounds like that forget her name.
Brooke,
yes. That's who's come to, because we did, we've tried to be great ambassadors to the Canadian country scene as well as we can be.
I think you guys are great.
Being down here in Nashville, and there's just so much talent up there that so many guys and girls coming out of Eastern Canada, Western Canada,
the
country
everywhere.
In the middle. Yeah, it's the whole,
I'm from the middle.
Nation. Yeah, so it's like, there's so many great things in Canadian country. I joke that it's the new Texas, like all you guys and girls coming out of it, whether it's you or it's Owen or it's Josh or it's the James Barker guys or
Tennille Towns, Mackenzie Porter is part of Thelma and James. Yeah, we're all coming out.
Yeah, and a festival that's on our bucket list is Boots and Hearts.
Oh, you gotta
because
go,
I've just
man.
Like I've heard, I know Cavendish is cool too, and there's some great spots up there, but it's like Boots and Hearts is just the one. Whether it's American artists like Nate Smith, I know had a big moment there a few years ago.
Yes, I was because I know them, so I got to stand like past the barrier in front row, and it was
best.
Nate Smith and Avril Lavigne like right there singing, and I was like, I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I got here and I'm so happy to be here.
That's awesome.
It's insane.
What makes that festival so special?
I think it's just because it's like hometown for me. It's literally like an hour, 12 minutes from my house where I grew up. So yeah, I just go and I have the craziest memories there. I mean, I used to go there with F-150 guy when we were dating, and he broke up with me at the festival and left me for another girl at that festival while I was camping with him and his parents. Like, it was crazy. I've been through some things and I look back and I go, how did I do that? And I wrote a song called Hymn Problem about that festival. Good times. And then I've had great times there. You know, like opening up for Shania Twain. Crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the craziest, best festival ever.
Yeah, and it's cool to hear that you do camping at that festival, too.
I
feel like if you're going to go to a festival, you got to go all in. And camping and being with your fellow festies, whether that's your family or your friends or just random people that you meet there that you see year after year, there's something special about that.
It's absolutely crazy. And, yeah, I'll probably be RVing it this year.
Oh.
A little air conditioning, you know, getting old.
Step up.
Yeah, I love an RV. AC. So, yeah, I'll probably be doing that this year. I'll figure it out.
That's awesome. So you've been doing music for a while. You started writing songs back when you were 13 years old. Take us back to Baby Robin.
Take me back. I've always loved music. I don't come from a musical family at all. My grandma plays the accordion. She can rip.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I've tried. It's not easy. So that's kind of all the music that I had in my life. But my dad loved country music, so he raised me on the radio, and I just love singing along to it. And my sister would always be like, you don't love this song because you don't know every lyric to it. So you're lying if you say you like this song. And I was like 5. And I was like, I need to know every lyric to every song that's ever been on the radio.
Yeah.
And so I'm really good at remembering lyrics now because my sister bullied me into it. But thank you. And then I always asked for singing lessons, but I never got them. Shout out to my parents. And just kidding. They were really supportive, though, that they were like, just sing and you'll know how to.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I begged my parents for a year for guitar lessons, and my mom finally caved, and she's like, okay, for your birthday, you get a guitar, and I never put it down, and they were like, you're gonna quit it just like karate, and I'm like, mom, if you went to karate, you would quit it too, like, I don't know what you're trying to tell me here, I'm trying to write music.
Yeah.
So then I started writing songs, like a 13-year-old does, and it was great because I've never really been expressive with my feelings. I don't talk about my feelings much, but I could put it in a song. And yeah, it was great. And I love it. And it's my little expression.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be my career now.
Yeah. And there's something therapeutic of getting to do that. But also, like, yeah, you and I were born. You're a 95 baby as well.
Are you a 95?
Yeah, I am.
The best year.
And it's like we got to grow up listening to so many different sounds and so many different genres to now it makes sense that we're all coming up like on that 30 mark, and
yeah,
it's like we're all like, why there's a reason that everything's blending together because we all grew up on everything.
That's so true. I never thought of that. Everyone's like, that's too rock for country, that's too pop for country, and I'm like, it sounds like what I listened to when I was a kid.
Same,
so
yeah.
Like Nickelback is country.
Yeah, honestly,
like the old stuff that I grew up on, Nickelback was my first concert. My mom loved Nickelback. So, yeah, that, but if you listen to the lyrics, I'm like, that's kind of a country song.
Yeah. It's very much where like Jason Aldean and those guys took us in the 2010s.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I'm like, everything's country if you just believe, you know?
Yeah. And, but it's cool because there's really like no barrier to what you guys can write as songwriters and what you can put out as artists. Like,
oh,
you can really
yeah
go whatever direction you want. And since you grew up listening to so many different things, you can have that. You could have songs that sonically venture off into different directions, but it's still you. It's still a Robin Ottolini song.
It's still me, because it's the lyrics, I think, that make it a Robin Ottolini song sometimes. So sometimes I'll lean a little pop, but I'll also lean pretty country with things because I grew up on Shania, and she was the queen of crossover between pop and country. And sometimes I'm going to sing, you know, 3 chords and the truth. And the other times I'm going to maybe sing a lot of lyrics really quickly all at once. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Okay. Still me. And it's still country in my eyes.
Yeah. When did the switch flip to where I want to do this? Like, this is going to be what I do. There's no plan B. I'm going to be on a stage. I'm going to put songs out one day.
Yeah. I mean, I think I tried to do every plan B in the book because I come from like a very sciencey, mathematic, hard, like blue collar kind of family. So I was like, I'm going to be a marine biologist. And then I got type 1 diabetes and I did not get into the university I wanted for marine biology. And then they were like, you're never going to be able to scuba dive in your life. Joke's on them. I got my scuba diving license. But so that didn't work out. And then I was like, oh, I'll work with children. So then I moved to New Zealand and I was an au pair. And I was like, I do not want to be working with children. I don't know if you've ever taken care of 3 kids when you're 19, but it's hard.
I was one of 3 kids and I could imagine. I would not have wanted to be our babysitter.
Yeah. And then I came home and I started waitressing. And then I was like, screw it, I'm just going to do music. If this, like, it's just like the universe kept pushing me towards music and it was not taking no for an answer. So I started like thinking about it seriously when I was 20, just playing open mics around my hometown, our local music festivals. I come from a very musical town, which is great. Not a musical family, but a musical town. And then just got on more and more stages. I mean, I remember the first open mic I did, I blacked out. I think I was like 14 years old. I was singing The Best Day by Taylor Swift. It was the first song I learned on guitar. And I don't remember anything. I just remember shaking.
Yeah.
But I got through it. I don't know if I sung the whole song, but I got through it. And then I got the bug and I kept going. And then, yeah, it's just like a snowball effect. You know what they say? You just keep going and eventually it'll work out. So, love it. It's my life.
Yeah, no, and that's awesome. And it's over time you figure out what you want to say. And by starting as young as you were, doing this thing, like over time you develop. And I feel like in life in general, you get to your late 20s, your early 30s that we're both knocking on the door of. And it's like we figure out who we are as people. But figure out as you who you are as an artist. And you've had success and you've been fortunate to have that and you've worked really hard for it. But I feel like this new music that's coming is now you're at the stage where you're like, this is what I really want to say.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't want anyone to hear my first EP or my first album. I was like 17 years old. I don't know what I was singing about, running around the roads. I don't know. She was crazy. And then, but yeah, now it's like, okay, I had that success with F-150 and I love sonically F-150. And then I branched out to more other different kind of sounds. And now I'm right back in like, almost like a Sam Hunt kind of feel with the talking and the singing and the storytelling and lyrically and sonically, I'm exactly where I've always wanted to be. And so I'm very excited for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big was moving to Nashville in your journey?
It's like, funny because I'm not like a big change person, which is hilarious because as an artist, everything is changing at all moments of everything.
Yeah.
And so when it came to moving, it was like, okay, I'll stay at this hotel for a bit. Okay, I'll stay here. And I was on like radio tour and it was all crazy. And then I was like, I need a house so that when I come to Nashville, nothing changes. You know, it's like all my stuff is there. So I got a house and then I think I got a couch maybe like 2 months into having a house. And the only furniture in my house was like a bed. And I was like, this is good. I'm going to stick it like this for a while. So it's been like slowly tiptoeing into making it a home, which has been very gradual and very nice. And then my two friends from my hometown moved in with me, which is great. My first friend got a visa and works with Owen Wrigling. And so she moved in. And then my other friend from my hometown is actually dual citizen. So she got a job at the Opryland. And it's like, I slowly bring my hometown and yeah. I've known these people my whole life. And it's just like, I'm really starting to settle in and it's nice.
That's awesome. And what about like co-writing and just getting to kind of sharpen your irons of meeting folks that are down here, you know, like you want to get great songs. There's so many songwriters, producers, musicians, people here that you just meet out at the bars.
Oh, it's fabulous. Cause where I'm from, it's like, it's a musical town, but nobody really did country music where I'm from. So yeah. I started off solo writing. F-150 is basically a solo, my full first EP. And then I meet Jesse Slack.
You know Jay? Jesse's the man.
He's my best buddy. I love him. So I met him in Peterborough in Canada. And then we got a gold record in Canada together, which got him a visa to come down here with his wife and kid. And so another piece of home came down. So I got to stick with Jesse. And then I branched out into so many different writers. And finding songwriters, it's kind of like dating in Nashville. That's how I describe it. You find people you click with. You find people you don't click with. And I find every EP, I almost have like different writers on them.
Yeah.
But like the same writers on that EP, and it's been great. So I've been working with Lenny Pay a lot, who's doing my production now.
Awesome.
And I told him, I was like, I just want to go in like this lane of like kind of rappy, but singing and cool stories. And he latched on and it's just been so fun. And so, yeah, it's kind of like dating and you find your people and then you stick with them. Or at least that's what I'm like. Because again, I don't like too much change. I like to keep things exactly... nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many Canadian artists that are down here. I feel
so
like
many.
The bridge of Canada to Nashville and Nashville even back to Canada is stronger and closer than it's ever been.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of us down here. I mean, Owen, I've known Owen since 2020 and he came down here for a couple months with his wife. I think they're going to try to buy a house, hopefully near us.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's just so many that gravitate here. I mean, when I was writing in Canada, it's like, you got to drive like 2 hours for a co-write.
Yeah.
And here it's like 20 minutes, 30 minute stops. It's amazing. So it's been great. And there's so many Canadians here. So it kind of feels like home wherever you go.
Yeah. And what's it like going from having, you have the success and you're selling out shows back home and like you have this whole career and then you come to a new country and it's like, things are different. Like I see it with you. I see it with like my buddy Jade Eagleson. I see it with Mike Patrick. Like there's so many artists where it's like you have this big career up there, but then you come down here and it's in a way like you're not truly starting over because you know how to write songs and you're good at what you do and the home success shows that. But you come down here and it's a different thing. Like the market is pretty different.
It's actually funny because when my song went viral back in 2020, I was more famous in the US than I was in Canada. I didn't have much success in Canada before F-150 went viral. So I was more found in the U.S. I got signed to a U.S. label, and I was playing festivals that Canadians have never really played much of. So I was like, this is actually really trippy.
It's kind of reverse.
Yeah. And then Canada was like, wait, where'd you come from? We've never heard of you. And I said, I've been here my whole life. Okay. Where have you been?
I've been going to these festivals as a fan.
Yeah. I've been here, guys. Yeah. But obviously Canada has supported me my whole career too. And it's awesome. And everyone there is so proud of me, and I'm excited to go back. I'm headlining a tour in November.
Hell yeah.
In Ontario, and Ontario rocks. So yeah. I'm really pumped to be back. And yeah, Canada's home forever. Yeah,
what is Ontario like? So I've never been, even though I'm
from
New York.
Where have you been?
I've never been to Canada. I've been to 43 states with touring and stuff. So I've been around America, but I've never been to Canada. It's like my dad's from Maine, which is basically right there.
Yeah.
And then I'm from New York, so like the Canadian border's right there. I've just never gone over it. I have a passport. I don't have any excuses.
No,
so I
have a passport, Robin.
There.
Don't judge me.
And I've never been.
You gotta go. I love Canada. It's pretty dope. I mean, I also love the U.S. because you guys have so many different climates. Like, you can go to Hawaii and then Florida, and then I'm flying over the desert, and then I'm in L.A. and there's palm trees, and then I'm in Boston and it's beautiful architecture. So it's crazy. How would I describe the East Coast? Is very like Ireland vibe, probably a lot like Maine.
Yeah.
And then if you go a little north on the East Coast, you go to Newfoundland. And it's like very, it's like you're in Ireland. It's like huge cliffs, oceans, like it's amazing.
Beautiful in the summer, very cold in the winter.
Probably, and there's moose everywhere. You gotta watch out when you're there. And then you go to the West Coast and you're like in twilight, you know, that's where they filmed it. And it's just like huge redwoods and mountains and oceans, and it's beautiful. And Ontario, I love it, man.
Yeah.
It's farmlands and hills and lakes. Which is great. I'm a lake girl or a river girl. I don't really know. But yeah, Ontario, it's like where all the Great Lakes are. It's where cottage country is, and it's very chill. And then there's Saskatchewan and Alberta, and they're like farmland flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole
so that's what you missed on Glee. That's what you missed in Canada. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I do have to get up there. And we had like our first Raise Rowdy event up there, and Nikki T and Kurt went up there with you guys and had an absolute ball. So we'd love to get up there. So you talk
about lobster fishing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat seafood, so I was like, which ones can I throw back? And apparently if they have eggs on them, they're females and you can't eat them, so you gotta put them back. So I was like,
well, that's how you keep the lobster population going.
Yeah, I was picking up the lobsters, putting them back in the water, and I said, you're free.
Swim away.
Support women and the lobsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what has touring in the U.S. been like? You talk about when F-150 came out, you got to do all these festivals and go places that a Canadian female, let alone any Canadian artist, had really had the chance to go to.
It was crazy and so much fun. I have to give so much credit to U.S. festivals. They have the coolest backstage setups. I think it was like Faster Horses had like a pool backstage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had IV. I didn't get one. Probably should have. I've never gotten like one of those IVs that people get.
The backstage IVs are great. I've done those a couple times.
I'm like shocked that that's a thing. Like, go off. I just drink my water. They had like video games. Like, I'm really good at Pac-Man. And they had the basketball game.
Oh, the Papa
and
Shot.
It was just so much fun. And Watershed is an epic place.
I've heard that's on my bucket list too. Go
it
out to the Gorge.
Epic. And I opened up for Ernest there. And Ernest goes to the artist liaison and he just goes, I know this might be tricky. And it was so hot. It was so hot. And he goes, can you get me an ice bath? And this man brings like a trough, like a horse trough, fills it with water, fills it with ice. And we all had an ice bath. And I was just like, that's crazy. But Ernest is like, I just really wanted an ice bath, man. And it was really cool. And you could golf into a canyon. And yeah, so U.S. festivals are crazy. And then even I played... what was that? Barefoot?
Yeah, up in Jersey.
Yeah, Barefoot. It was my first U.S. festival. And I had just done like a red eye from L.A. over and then driven from Philadelphia. And I think I slept for like 1 hour. And I'd played my first U.S. festival. And then I went swimming in the ocean after.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore.
Heck yeah.
God
Heck
bless it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, playing all these festivals was like crazy. It was a whirlwind. It was probably the busiest time of my life. I don't even know how I was awake. I have no idea. But yeah, It was a crazy experience. I loved it. I want to do it again. I'm ready. I got my suitcase ready.
Yeah, it's gonna keep going, especially as you get your songs out there. And I'm very excited for this next chapter. I know we got a new one, Airplane Bottles, coming.
Yeah, Airplane Bottles out.
It is out
in the world. I'm so proud of this song. It was based off of, like, it's not based off of. I shouldn't say that. It is a word-for-word true story. I just went on a really bad Hinge date because I'm a girl.
Oh, everybody goes on a bad Hinge date every now and again.
Yeah, and it started off so great, but I have, like, rose-colored glasses when I first meet someone. I'm like, that could be a red flag, but, like, who am I to judge?
First date.
You know?
Who knows?
I'm not a judger.
Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Never, or the actions that they take, apparently.
Where was the date?
It was at Sunny's in Germantown.
Okay, good spot.
That's where
spot.
It started. Because I like playing cornhole. I love Jenga. I like doing things. I'm not like a sitter at like a bar because my leg will start bumping. I'll start talking about orcas. I don't know what's happening, you know? So we played Jenga and there's like this family that was celebrating like a 65th birthday or something. And we're playing and that family was like cheering me on. And I was like, yeah, you suck, man. And then he beat me twice in this Jenga game. And then he's like, you lost, so you pay the tab.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm cool with a bet. I'm so cool with a bet. I would like to know that the bet is happening.
Yeah,
you know, like, I want to be aware.
Gotta establish ground rules first.
Yeah, we gotta shake hands on this. We gotta write a contract. So then I was like, okay, if I beat you in cornhole, you pay the tab. And he's like, okay, little does he know, I am a cornhole expert. So I picked this random girl at the bar who's also on a date. And I said, will you be my cornhole partner? She says, I'm not good. And I said, don't worry, I'll carry us. So as we were playing cornhole, this guy was like, I want another drink. I was like, yeah, go for it. And he's like, would you care if I? And then he just whipped the airplane bottle out of his pocket and poured it in his drink. And I was like, yeah, in this economy, whatever. He's going to pay the tab. I don't know what to tell. So then played cornhole. And then he was like, do you want to go somewhere else? I was like, yeah, we could go to Mother's Ruin. I love that. Like, stay in Germantown. He's like, do you like Broadway? And I was like, yeah. You know, I didn't grow up here, so I don't have that weirdness with Broadway. I was like, yeah, let's go. So we go to Jason Aldean's. He's talking to another girl and I'm like, I don't care, I guess they're friends. And then we go to AJ's and sing karaoke, and I had kissed the man, I won't lie to you, I had kissed him. But apparently after I kissed him, I looked at the DJ, and I don't know about you, I love karaoke, I want to know when my song's coming, and I will look at the DJ.
Yeah, often. You have to put the pressure on, or they'll never get to you.
And me and this DJ, we have a little beef. I'm like, come on, play my song, man, you know?
I've been waiting. The people have been waiting. Yeah.
And then he was like, I want to go. And I was like, okay, well, my song's coming on in like one song, so we must wait. So I sung my song, and then we left. And we got down the stairs, and he was like, I'm going to go meet up with my friends. And I was like, oh, like, am I coming? Like, where are your friends? And he was like, no, you're not coming. My Uber's here. And he just left me on the side of the road. And I was just like, I don't know what just happened. Like, I thought it was going great. I was nice to him about an airplane bottle. I sung a great rendition of Eminem, Love the Way You Lie. So then I got in an Uber, went home, and then he messaged me the next day. And he's like, it doesn't sit right with me that you probably think I'm an a-hole. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, here comes an apology. And he goes, but you kissed me and then you looked at the DJ and it was giving inauthentic and fake. And it was just a major turnoff.
Jeez.
And I was just like, I was with my friends when I got this too. And my friends were like, what the heck is wrong with this man? And then so the next day I messaged him. I said, if I didn't think you were an a-hole before, sure do now. Best of luck out there, buddy. And he unmatched me. And I love hitting him with the buddy. You know, best of luck out there, buddy. Grr, 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 grr.
Yeah.
And then.
But didn't he leave?
Oh, get ready for this.
To the girl?
Yeah, but they were probably friends. And I'm not like the jealous type. Okay. I'm like, if you want another girl, go for it. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm too lazy. no, it's true. Like, she's pretty too. Like, I'm not going to fight you on this. Like, go for it. So, and then so he unmatched me. And then while we were on Broadway, he gave me his sunglasses to put in my purse because he didn't want to lose them. So then he finds me on Instagram and he comments on my top post and he goes, hey, I really want my sunglasses back. And then another comment was his number. And I was like, Matt, I was like, I can't give this guy my number. Sorry, I changed my accents 10 times when I'm telling stories.
So he didn't even DM you. He
commented. He didn't DM me. He commented. Maybe because like it would go into the request or something. I don't know. So then I DM'd him because I'm not giving this man my number.
Yeah.
It's going to end up on a bathroom stall somewhere. I'm too lazy for that too. So then I DM'd him and I said, hey, you can come get your sunglasses at Curb Music Publishing at 2 p.m. at the security desk tomorrow. Because all my friends were like, block him, keep the sunglasses, they're yours now, consolation prize. And I'm like, I just don't even want that energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if this man really wants sunglasses back and he had the nerve to message me for them, he can have them. I don't want them. And then so while we were writing this song upstairs about him, he came and picked up his sunglasses. And I went down to the security. I said, did the guy come? He says, yeah, he just left. You can go catch him. I said, no, I'm going to block him on Instagram now. So then I did that. And we wrote Airplane Bottle, and it was great, and I love it, and I'm obsessed. So every word in this song is literally my experience with this man.
Who'd you write it with?
Lenny Pay, AJ Gaudio, and Tiffany Goss.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. And we were awesome. Trying to write something else, and I was just so frustrated at the state, because I'm like, I like to believe I'm self-aware. I don't think I'm perfect yet, but I'm like, I don't know what. I just don't know. I'm pretty fun to be. I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Thanks. Yeah, you've hung out with me.
Yeah, we've hung out at Red Door. We've hung out at Losers, Live Oak, Duck Pond.
I can keep a chat going.
Absolutely.
I can go for a chat, you know? Go over to the terrace.
How many accents can you do?
Enough. You know, I can do enough.
So I heard the British one or the Australian one, because you lived in New Zealand.
I did live in New Zealand, so I can. It's all about the O's. It's like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And then British, it's more like the front of your mouth. So it's like, okay, don't. When I try, it just doesn't actually work as well. But work, you know, work. Oh, I'm from York. My family's from York. So, and then I watched a lot of White Lotus. So Piper, no, where's my lorazepam? That's like this is the one I just keep doing. And I cannot stop doing it. And I just go where the wind blows.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad because when people have accents, my ear automatically wants to match it.
Yeah, can you do like a New York, like awesome? Like,
oh, don't even worry about it.
I usually can
because I'm
totally,
Italian. You just go out and I can't do it when I try. Okay, I'll fall into it and you're going to notice it and it's going to be not a big deal.
And you got the hand moving too.
I'm Italian, what can I say? But no,
I love it.
And then I listened to like a podcast and the podcasters were from Boston. So like I fell into that one really easily when I listened to that podcast a lot. And it's just like, I feel so bad because people are like, my friends, I just went for dinner with them. My like hometown high school friends.
Yeah.
And we all went for like lunch. And my poor friend Bea was like, Robin, please talk in your normal voice. I forget what your voice sounds like. And I said, I just can't do it. There's no way. And my other friend just had a baby. So the baby was there. And Bea's like, the kid's not even going to know what your real voice is, Robin. I said, and that's just the way it's got to be.
Keep on their toes.
I'm trying to, like, you know, keep this baby cultural. He's going to know everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One day I'll stop, but...
I love it. I think it's perfect.
I'll be at the bar and I'll meet a new person and I'll just be like, this is who I am. And they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, Canada, where are you from? It's the worst.
It's great though.
Thank you.
I also love that it seems like almost all of your songs come from personal experiences.
Yeah. Well, again, that's kind of why I started writing. When I was 13, I was like, Mom's mad at me and I have things to say about that. So I'm not going to tell it to her face. So I'm going to write a song about it because it's actually not a big deal. So, yeah, a lot of like the songs at least I release are all from personal things because it's just like it's all I know. And your greatest gift is your life and what you experience. And I like to say I'm not special. And someone once told me, like, please stop saying you're not special. But it's like I feel like I live a pretty normal life. I'm a pretty normal person. I'm an average person. So when I write from my experiences and what I go through, chances are a lot of people are going to relate to it because I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it helps my career to just be honest and write what I know.
Yeah. And have you had like fan interactions where fans are like, this song helped me get through this or I relate so much, or I was with this guy and it was exactly this situation, or I experienced this?
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people, especially with F-150. People are like, my ex drove an F-150, but people will be like, my ex drove a Dodge Ram. But like what you say in the song and like an ex's vehicle is like so impactful. And like, you got me through my breakup. Another song called In Case You Were Wondering, which is like an acoustic song. That has millions of streams just because people are like, yeah, I always wonder if the person's thinking about me, but I want them to know I'm doing better, but I'm also like, I'm doing better, you know? Yeah. So yeah, a lot of people say my songs have gotten them through a lot, which is very nice. Yeah, they get me through a lot too.
Yeah, what's it like having a platinum song? Like having a platinum plaque for a song?
It's crazy. Yeah, I guess a lot of people really liked that song. And it's crazy to think like I wrote that in my childhood bathroom. Like I was just going through something and I had to get it out. And then for so many people to relate to it, that it goes platinum is like, oh, so we're all struggling right now.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that it was there for them, you know, because I always look for music to get me through things. So to be able to do that for other people, it's like, I feel like I'm paying my dues back.
Yeah, absolutely. And now doing the thing independently, you seem to, you know what you want to say, you know what you want to do. You've got a great team with you that's helping you get that message out there and connecting it to more people. What's it like now having that control of doing the independent thing?
I love control. As I said, I don't like change. I like everything to kind of go. So I love being able to write a song. And I think being independent, it's really nice to be able to get things out faster.
Yeah.
Like I just experienced this and I want people to know that I just experienced it, and to have the control and the ability to be like, okay, let's put it out in 2 months. You know, that's like the most freeing thing. It is hard being independent, obviously, because
it's a grind. It really is.
It's a grind. You don't have as many resources. It really comes down to like social media really helping. And I love social media. I'm very grateful for social media. And I think it can be a burden for a lot of artists, which makes me so sad because I'm like, but it's your music. Don't you want to share it? Like, don't you want to put it out there?
Don't you want to self-promote this?
Yeah. And for the first time in artists' lives, you can just go promote your song with no budget, and you get to say it exactly how you want to say it and do it exactly how you want to do it and truly communicate with people. Like as an artist, I like being able to tell my story and my side of things. So yeah, social media is such a gift, and it's really helps. Yeah, I love it.
I'm sure you've gotten all kinds of messages from people too, like of with reactions to songs or I'm sure there were moments before you were in this independent era that you're in right now of people saying, we need this song now. We need this song out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do a lot of teasing of songs on there, right?
Well, sometimes you just throw things at a wall because you can. It's free. You can throw things at the wall and see if it sticks. And sometimes things stick, but then you can't actually put out the song. Like I wrote a song called Adam Sandler and it got like 450,000 likes on TikTok, and people are still asking me for that song, and I'm like, it doesn't really align with my brand, but I'm so happy you like it. But yeah, it is hard when you're like, I want to put out a song but I can't. And I was with a label when I posted that song too. So it's like,
I'm interested to hear what is the Adam Sandler song like. What inspired that one? Not to get us on the unreleased train, but
Adam Sandler I think is great.
I do too. Great movies.
Amazing. I think he's funny. He is my celebrity crush.
Oh wow. So, you like the funny guys. That's
I
awesome.
Do. Oh all my right. God. If Good you to can't make
note
me
that
laugh.
Note that at home. Future Hinge Day. It's funny.
You just cause I love to giggle. That's all I want to do. When I'm with my friends, I'm giggling.
Yeah.
And we'll have heart to hearts. My roommates really bring out my heart to heart because again, don't like talking about my feelings. I like to giggle. That's all I want to do. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Adam Sandler's so funny. And I went to Emily Reed and I just said, I like Adam Sandler. And I was in a relationship at the time. And I was like, I would never leave my person. I would never cheat, you know. But for Adam Sandler. So we wrote this song. And it's like, the chorus is, the second that he walks through that door, baby, we're so done, I'm sure. Your ex-girlfriend, you'll be looking at her because the only guy I'd leave you for is Adam Sandler. And it's just like this really funny song.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put it out. Maybe we'll put out like the demo version just to make the people happy. I'm looking at my manager. She's probably like, yeah, for sure.
Like, why did he go this way? Yeah. No. What would be your favorite Adam Sandler movie of all time?
I mean, I loved Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Loved those. I liked Big Daddy. All right.
Yeah. With the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody Boys in that one too. Baby Sprouses.
I love the Sprouses. So yeah, I think it's just, I mean, I went to Adam Sandler's show at Nashville Bridgestone and it was so chaotic and I was just like, I just want to be as free as Adam Sandler is on stage. Yeah. But no, I've always loved Adam Sandler. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool. So what do you like doing when you're not doing the music stuff? Because you're on the grind all the time, especially as an independent artist. It's you're having to focus.
My whole life.
Your whole life on this thing, which is your passion, which is, well, there's no better job than to do what you love doing. Like the fact that you get to go play music for people, put out songs, write songs, do all of that for work is like the ultimate blessing. But what do we like to do when we're not doing music? Like what are our hobbies, Robin?
What are your hobbies? Oh my gosh. I love to read. I'm a big reader. I love books. I love watching TV. TV is one of my favorite things to do. I mean, when you're so busy, I'm watching Sex and the City right now and it's fabulous. I've never watched it before in my life. It's so good. I feel like I also never turn off my songwriting brain. So when I consume art, and I think TV is art. It is an art form.
It is.
Books are an art form. So I love consuming, you know, other kind of creative outlets and turning them into songs. I mean, I watched P.S. I Love You and I wrote a song based off that movie. I wrote a song based off a Bridgerton line, you know, and it has 5 million streams, 10 million streams. I don't know how many, but yeah. So I love doing that. I go for hikes. I do Pilates. Okay. I like to find people with boats and make jokes and get them to let me on their boat. I have a dog that I like just staring at and calling a pretty princess because she's perfect. And I hang out with my friends. Nice. Yeah. I keep it pretty low key. I'm an easy going person. If I had time for organized sports, I'd probably play something.
Yeah.
But I don't have a schedule.
Did you play sports growing up?
I played soccer. Yeah. Played soccer all the way through high school. I was a goalie.
Nice.
Yeah, but now I'm scared to break my wrists.
Yeah, you need
so,
those.
Yeah, but I loved soccer. I even played it in my 20s at one point, just organized sports when I had time. So yeah, I like doing a little bit of everything. What else do I like to do? I like swimming. If I can travel, I like to travel.
Goes
like
along well with the jokes diving. For boats thing, yeah.
Yeah, put me on a boat. I'll pay. I don't care. and yeah, I like being in water. I'm a fish. So anything, put me in a snorkel.
Have you been down to the Key West Songwriters Festival?
Yeah,
I'm sure that seems right up your alley.
Oh, I love it. I lost my voice this year though because
it's tough.
Well, I was doing this accent and I don't think it's good for my voice, and I'll just yip 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 yip, and I just got to learn how to not yip 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 yip. But jokes have to be made.
Yeah, they do. Someone's
got to be entertaining the people.
Yes.
So. Yeah, I loved Key West. I wanted to go scuba diving, but I didn't have time, and that was a lot of admin. But yeah, I like to surf, and yeah, Key West was great.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been dealing with like for the first time like losing my voice because they've got me hosting festivals now to where I'm like introducing and having to be the hype man and do these bits.
And then you got to talk to people,
and then I'm doing like interviews backstage and this and that. So I'm trying.
You got to do your.
I know. What is that? I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do.
That sounds can't. So good. You're a star.
I got to figure out doing like the vocal warm ups and all of that stuff. Because it is something where it's a muscle that you're working all the time between singing, telling jokes, writing songs, talking to friends.
Oh yes, so much use. So when I have my like quiet dark days, I don't speak to anybody. I just stare at the TV. And sometimes I'll talk to my dog and be like, you're perfect. But usually I can just pet her and she knows that my love's there. It's definitely, I mean, it's my job to keep this thing rocking and rolling. So I got to be careful.
Yeah. In different weather, it's different too.
Especially like down here where you go from AC, like blasting AC to like the hot, hot humidity. And I'm just like, guys, we're all singers here. Let's all think about this for a second.
Let's figure this out.
Yeah. But standing outside in the humidity, I'm like, you know, breathing in all that nice moisture is good.
Absolutely. So what do we have dialed up? We have airplane bottles out now.
Yes.
But what do we got coming? Like, I know we said fall tour. What else do we got coming up?
We have more music coming, always. I have a song about Canada that I'm excited to put out, how I'm chasing my dreams, but I'll always call Canada home. And I have another song that I'm excited about called Way Back. And it's about that person that takes you way, 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 way back. And you'll never go back to them, But every time you see them, you're like, I remember what we did on that dirt road, you crazy guy.
Yeah, it's the nostalgia factor. Like if you hear a certain song, it brings you back. But and if you see that person, it takes you back to
that time and place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. And I'm just writing like crazy, and I just want consistent music and hopefully work towards an album because I've never done an album.
Really?
Yeah, I've only done EPs.
So I feel like an album's coming then.
I feel like it's coming. I'm getting all my ducks in a row because I love ducks, and getting them all in a row, and then we'll make magic. But I am very grateful and happy for where I am and ready to take off.
Yeah, you're in a great place, and it's you like you talked about. How many people can say they go out and do a headlining tour? You've gotten to do a few of those now.
Yeah,
you've gotten to,
this will be my second.
Yeah, you've gotten to play festivals, and you've gotten to go out there, and you've gotten to like. There's people that listen to your music every day. Like that's
every day.
Incredible.
No, I look. I can see it on my phone. Yeah. I can see people listening, and I go, "How did you get here? What are you doing?" I'm so grateful. And what was I going to say? I was going to say something, but my brain talks while I talk and it gets confusing.
I hate when that happens.
You know, it's always yip yapping in there.
Yeah.
Same. But yeah, I feel like every time I'm like, Grandpa, I'm tired of this, you know, like, and you're tired, I just kind of like take a step back and I go, you have dreamed of a life like this. Like, you could still be waitressing right now in your hometown. You could still be, you know, working and trying to buy a house and do all these things. And I'm just so grateful for where I am right now that I'm like, you did it already. You did what you've always dreamed of doing. And now you just keep going.
Yeah, you keep going. And in a way, you're still scratching the surface.
Oh,
of where
like,
you're eventually
I'm under the
be.
Surface being like, where to go?
Yeah, but look at the road you took getting up there, though. But just encouraging because it's like you've had this success already, but you're still just on the horizon of what the big success and what.
Yeah,
you're still...
I remember when I signed with my label, I was like, no, guys, I got to the starting line. No, like this is the beginning.
Yeah.
All the 10 years before this, that was to get to the start, and now I'm at the start, and now I got to keep going. Yeah, so it's fun. As Miley Cyrus says, it's all about the climb.
It's all about the climb. There
keep
you
moving,
go.
Keep climbing, keep the faith, baby. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. That's great. What's something that you would tell that 13-year-old girl that's writing a song about mom being mad at her? Like about, you look back about 17 years later now, and what would you tell that young girl that's starting to pick up a guitar and do this thing?
I would say, you're doing great, sweetie. Keep going. I'd be like Kim or Kris Jenner with the camera. You're doing amazing, sweetie. It's funny because I could give her advice, but I honestly don't want to give her any advice. I don't want to tell her anything that's going to happen because I don't want her to be like, oh, then I'll get there. You know, I want that fear in her still. I want her to think that maybe this will never happen so that she has the guts and the craziness to do it and be delusional.
Yeah.
I want to keep her delusions alive, so I won't tell her anything except you're doing great.
Yeah. And then what would you tell that girl that moves to Nashville? Because that was a big jump for you. You said you don't like change. Everything kind of, everything has a place. You like that continuity. And you make a jump and move to a whole new country with some people that you know. You knew some people here, but you left home, and home's an important place for you.
And I left home in like a wild time, like a COVID time when I wasn't. Sorry, I had a little burp. When I wasn't able to go back freely and as easily. So it was really scary. I'd tell her maybe get a dog sooner. but I also love my dog and she wasn't born yet. So I can't even tell her that.
Yeah.
But I would say maybe more yoga, more breath work, breathe more. Yeah. But I'm proud of her. She took an opportunity and she ran with it. And she did her best. And I'm so proud of her for doing her best with what she was given.
Yeah.
Go little, how old is I? 25. Go 25-year-old Robin. You're so cute.
Well,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, I have to thank that girl too, because Nashville wouldn't be the same without you and the other influx of artists that have come across the border and writers like Jesse and folks like Owen and yourself that have made that jump, because you make Nashville a better place. Like
thank
you really
you.
Do.
And
it's
so
always...
do you guys at Raised Rowdy. I'm pretty sure one of my first writing rounds was you guys.
Yeah, we just try to be good members of the community. It's like Nick and I don't write songs. We don't play songs. We don't produce songs.
But you're just one of the best advocates for it.
We just like to listen. And
yeah.
we love to just be a part of the community, you know, like that's our big thing. We love having you as a sister in the Raise Rowdy world. So
well,
we appreciate you and can't wait for the new music to be coming. So are we thinking, so
always.
It's fall tour. When does that start? Do we know?
Fall tour starts in November.
Okay.
So it's going to be crisp and cold. Hopefully a new song by the end of summer and then a new song before fall tour.
Okay, great. So you can get a song out before, like around Labor Day, so we can listen to it on the boats.
Yeah.
As you're telling the jokes, and then you can lead a
joke. And then I'll be like, oh, Canada.
Transition joke in the song.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'll do a whole stand-up comedy act. Give me a microphone, I'm there.
You would be electric at a comedy open mic. Have you gotten those?
No. But
why not?
I've gotten so, like, I'll host things and people would be like, you should go into stand-up comedy. I'll be like, so you hate my songs. Okay, perfect. no, they're like, so you want me to stop singing and just talk? Perfect. But I have gotten that I should go into stand-up comedy.
Well, just try it. Like, just
But what would I talk about? The thing is, I have like the wit where, sorry, you're like, shut up.
No, not at all. I take it back. Not at all.
But I think my wit comes from like in-person convo.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be great at like crowd work.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd rip off whatever they're telling me. But I think like a planned joke where I write it out, I'd be like, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Or doing like improv.
Yeah, I could do improv. I want to go into acting. I did my first commercial. I'm in a national commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here in the States or back in Canada?
Yeah. Here in the States. Yeah.
What commercial?
Am I allowed to say what commercial? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
But did you enjoy doing it?
Oh, yeah. I got unlimited Diet Cokes on set. Do you know what that's like for a girl like me?
That changes your life.
It was mind-blowing. And they fed you, and they put clothes on you, and they did your hair, and they did your makeup. And you just get on camera, and you just...
Awesome.
It was so fun. So I definitely want to do that, too. I have dreams. I have passions.
Like what? What are the big goals?
Well,
the big picture dreams. The, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Unlimited Diet Coke. No, I don't know. I'd love to be in a movie at some point, maybe a TV show. I want an album out. I'd love to play at the Opry one day and beat Bob around with Mahogany Tonk friends.
There you go.
And bring my dog.
And bring your dog. Bring your beautiful little princess.
My little princess. I would love for my dog to go on stage at one point, but I'm scared it's too loud. But I saw Casey Musgraves do that at Bridgestone. She brought her dog on stage. And I went, yep, that's my future.
Yeah. How big is your dog?
She's little.
What kind of dog is she?
She is 7 pounds. She's a Pomeranian Chihuahua.
Oh, she's real tiny.
Yeah. Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll show the people. This is her.
Of course.
This is my Gmail notification.
Oh.
Showing the camera. Do you guys see that? That's my dog.
What's her name?
Alu.
Alu.
Yeah. I got it from...
You could totally have Alu on stage.
Oh.
I think that's
she'd
easy.
She'd be so thrilled.
The crowd would go nuts.
Yeah. I'd have to be like, shh. But she loves attention.
You could put little headphones on her.
You would think
with a
she's
baby.
A little scrappy. I don't know. But she would be like, of course they're cheering for me. You know, like that's her energy. She'd be like, obviously they love me, Mom. Get off stage. This is about me now. So, those are my dreams. TV, acting, debut album, headlining tour maybe in the U.S.
Yeah.
I've done a headlining tour in the U.S., but I want to do a bigger one.
Yeah. How was the headlining tour in the U.S.?
It was fun. Yeah, it was great. I had a bus. It broke down. So I went back to a U-Haul van.
That's what buses do. They break down. They do.
Again.
Where'd it break down at? Do you remember?
I got on a plane and I left. I have no idea where it broke down, but apparently it caught on fire.
Oh,
and my dad was driving it.
Oh, no.
And everyone was freaking out. My dad just grabs the fire extinguisher, puts it out, and he goes, everyone needs to calm down.
Do you remember where the U.S. tour went through?
It went like pretty north. So like I think I did Chicago and Detroit and I went down to like New York and all them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And my dad was driving and my dad's was a trucker. So he's like, yeah, I can drive this because you need your air brake license.
Yeah.
And obviously he has that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool when the family can be involved with everything.
Yeah. So. Dad was stoked.
I'm sure he had a blast.
Yeah.
He's probably very proud.
For that one weekend, he got to drive the bus. For that one weekend,
he drove the bus.
But man, did he live.
That's awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate you so much coming out here and hanging. And we'll have to get on a boat so I can see you tell your
boat
jokes.
Do you have a boat?
I don't. No. I run Raise Rowdy. I don't got boat money.
Why am I here?
I don't got boat money. I got free nicotine. I can give you some surf sides and some hats.
And it's great.
That's about us.
Iced tea and lemonade vodka. goes down. Yeah, easy. You can tell bubbles. By the way I'm yapping.
Yeah, no bubbles, no troubles. They'll get you. We're gonna send you home with an 8-pack of some Surfside, so you can enjoy it on whatever boat you end up working your way onto.
Perfect. Well, we're celebrating Canada Day today, and I'll be celebrating the 4th of July. What
is
so
Canada Day is like independence? It's like the equivalent to 4th of July, or how would you explain it? Because I know you guys have like Boxing Day. You guys have like different things that go on up there.
Yeah, that's such a you guys don't have Boxing Day?
No. It's on the calendar. We don't really do anything.
Well, it's on sale. Everything's on sale.
Oh, it's a sale. It's like Amazon. Oh, yeah. It's like Prime Days.
It was Boxing. I got a TV on Boxing Day back when I was younger.
So it's like Black Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So like, it's like that.
Christmas happened and then everything's on sale.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, it's a party. Yeah. So
Canada Day?
Canada Day. Yeah. It's, you know, the day that Canada was born.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get the date wrong, so I'm not even going to say it. I think it's 18 something. And yeah, it's just celebration of our country because we're not independent. We're still with the British.
Yeah.
So it's not independence, but it's Canada. Birth.
Yeah.
So birth heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, Canada.
You know what? Heck yeah, brother. Oh, heck yeah. I should do it. Oh, why didn't I even do the Canadian accent on here? That's my bad.
Well, I feel like there's different Canadian accents. So, yeah. You can go to Nova Scotia. You can go to Vancouver. You can go to Calgary. Sure. You can go to a few places. Yeah. Take me to Alberta. What does Alberta sound like?
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Well, it's funny because I did a cover of You Look Like You Love Me, but I changed the first verse to Canadian. So I was like, oh, I was about 22, I think, at the time. And and so I posted it because, like, I come from a hockey town.
Yeah.
So the guys, they talk like this on the ice. Yeah,
it's Letterkenny, pitter-patter. Let's get at her. Yeah.
And Letterkenny, Southern Ontario. So this is how I talked. So I posted it. And people were getting mad at me. They go, that's not a Canadian accent. That's from Wisconsin. And I go, it's crazy how close Canada and Wisconsin can be, eh? Oh, buddy. Oh, pal. So, and then people from the East Coast were like, that's not how we speak. And I go, well, because you're over there, my guy. You got more of the Irish in you. And then, so it had a fun debate. But, oh, yeah, that's how I talk in my hometown. It's not how I talk. I talk like this. Bea, this is my real voice. But, yeah.
I love it. Do we have, like, alter egos? Like, sometimes when people...
When I'm drunk, I call myself Lorraine.
Lorraine.
It's my mom's name.
Okay. What does Lorraine or Lori sound like?
Lorraine, she doesn't have a different voice. She just has a different energy.
Okay. How so?
My mom's so funny. My manager just met my mom. And my mom has no filter in a funny way where she will just say whatever comes to her mind. And it's crazy. Like, Lorraine just has a different energy and she'll yap and she'll talk and she's fun and crazy.
That's awesome. Do they get down here to Nashville quite a bit?
My mom's been down here once. My dad's been down here like 5 times. And yeah, he'll like come and mow my lawn and make sure the gutters are cleaned. And he hasn't been for a while, so I have to clean my gutters.
Oh no.
There's literally plants growing out of my gutters right now.
Oh, you got a garden on your roof?
I got to get the ladder out.
Yeah.
And do that. Yeah. I'm just an ordinary girl. So yeah. But I built a fire pit. That was fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah. With my neighbor from back home. She came down and visited and we built a fire pit.
Nice.
This has nothing to do with anything. It's just the first thought that came to my mind.
Well, next time Lorraine comes to town, we'll have to line up for you to play a writer's round and we can set Lorraine loose in Midtown and it'll be explosive and awesome.
It'll be funny. The two Lorraines out and about. My alter ego will come out and my mother will be there. But no, she came to my show this weekend and she stood front row with her friends and she had a blast. And from Tell You Everything, it's like, all the drama with my mama. So I pointed at her and she went, all the drama with my mama. And it was really funny.
That's great.
Yeah, she's like, I love that you pointed to me during that line. And I'm like, okay, good. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, get the Lorraines out and about together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, shout out Lorraine. And what's your dad's name?
Steve.
Steve and Lorraine. Shout out to the Ottolini's. But hey, I appreciate you so much for coming out here and hanging and being on the pod. And we appreciate you being a part of our Raise Rowdy family. And
well, thank you. Thanks for putting a microphone in front of my face and asking me questions. It was just so fun.
It was awesome. That was perfect. Seriously.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was great.
I'm like, what did I say? I blacked out.
Oh, you did. You did great. It was seriously a lot of fun. And amazing. Everybody can go check out Airplane Bottles.
Airplane bottle.
Airplane bottle.
Oh, and I got you a gift.
Oh, no.
You can share it with your friends.
Oh, no.
I got you. It's a little six pack of airplane bottles, the same. The same brand that he brought on the date. It's watermelon. Mmm, yum. Tasty. That's Get awesome. You buzzing. And my face is on the bottle. That's me right there. That's my cover art. And it has my name. So if you want to share that with your friends to celebrate, you know.
We're going to a festival in Ohio. And guess what this festival is? It's a BYOB festival.
Oh, dying.
Yeah, it's a BYOB camping music festival in Ohio.
So these you can bring your own alcohol to the actual concert?
Yeah, you bring your own cooler.
How do they make money?
They make their money. They've been running for over 40 years.
Wow.
And it's a big festival. So like I think the headliners this year, it's Country Concert up in Fort Laramie, Ohio. Okay. Nikki T's been going since 2012. He hasn't missed a year.
Dude, that's like me and Boots. So,
yeah,
you can't
exactly.
miss a year.
Yeah, it's very similar to Boots and Hearts in that it's like a family, like it's independently owned, you know,
nice,
just like Brooke and the team up there. So, but you can bring in plastic bottles. So these will be making an appearance.
That would be perfect.
I'll send you a text, send you some photos of what we do with these bottles.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yes, they will.
I would
so
love that.
Thank you for supplying some great watermelon. I'm assuming this is vodka.
Vodka.
Watermelon vodka.
Hell an yeah. airplane bottle
the,
of vodka.
And I love the cover art. It's
thank you.
Awesome. So perfect.
Thank
hell
you.
Hell yeah. Well, y'all be sure to go check out Airplane Bottle. Look up our girl Robin Ottolini. And if you're up in Canada, get out and see her on the road. November, the fall tour, it's going on. Tickets are out on sale. And
yes.
Be on the lookout for more music, too. It sounds like we got a few more songs coming out before
so
the end of this year.
So
many songs.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to do my demon voice. I'm so sorry.
demon voice is welcome on here with Raise Rowdy. We appreciate you so much. But seriously, thank you guys for watching. And shout out to our friends from Surfside. Vodka Lemonade, Vodka Iced Tea, Vodka Green Tea. No bubbles, no troubles. You can enjoy sunshine in a can with our friends from Surfside.
It's
we're gonna
really
send you
good.
Home with an 8-pack of the Surfsides. Got some hats over there you and the team can pick out. And for more on us, visit RaiseRowdy.com. So for my girl Robin, I'm Matt Burrell. This has been Outside the Round.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks up my sleeve. They usually just make them leave. So if